My name is Bob Barkas. I'm the chairperson of Listowel Dwar Cultists.
Bob, tell us what's happening here tonight.
This is a celebration of the 75th anniversary of Cultists. And it's given to Listowel because I think we hosted it 14 times. So it decided that Listowel was a good place to have the celebrations.
14 times is a bit of an achievement, isn't it?
It certainly is. I think it's from 1970s onwards, about 14 times, yeah. No, I didn't come here till 2014 when I arrived here in Ireland. I came first to Cultists to learn to play the barong.
And how did that go?
It went good. It went very good. And then I was asked to be secretary, which I was for some years. And then it's gone on, and now I'm chairperson.
And how does that feel to be the chairperson?
It feels great. It feels good. I've got a good team for us. My secretary, the secretary is Denise Fitzgerald, who's brilliant. Elaine Hennessy is the PRO, and Kira Regan is the treasurer, and our Matt Dean is our master of music, if you like. He's brilliant.
Yeah. So you have a great kind of team behind you, and that's what makes
very
these
good.
Things happen.
Very good. Very lucky, and lots of we also have a good bank of tutors as well. And they teach all sorts of instruments, from the harp to the barong, to the fiddle, everything really. And we've got some really good tutors as well, so we're lucky.
Yeah, definitely. Well, listen, best of luck with this tonight, and I hope everything goes to plan.
Lovely, thank you.
My name's Alana Cassan, and I'm the PRO for Kerry County Board of Cultists.
You've been busy so as PRO over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I've been busy enough now, all right, with the flag coming up and with this occasion. It's been busy, all right. So, essentially, we're just celebrating the flag Ciona Héireann being here in Listowel 14 times. So, I think the last flag was here in 2001, and before that, there was obviously 13 more All-Ireland flags. And, yeah, it's just celebrating the town and all it did, because I suppose if you ask a lot of people, they'll say that Listowel was one of the best flags for the All-Ireland. So that's what we're celebrating, essentially.
And why would they say it was one of the best?
I suppose, I wasn't around, but I suppose just the crack that was had, the amount of musicians that used to come to Listowel. I suppose that it is such a small town as well that it just made the experience even more special, that the places weren't scattered all over the place and everything.
Yeah, I can imagine. And Listowel is one of those kind of towns as well that really come together in these kind of events as well, which is very special.
Exactly, yeah. We're working closely with Listowel and Dwar Cultists branch, and they have been superb with helping with organise this occasion as well.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, obviously, there's a lot of children here who can also play music. They wouldn't have seen the flag in 2001. So are you kind of hoping that maybe in the next few years we can get another flag here in Listowel?
I'm not sure. I think the store's a bit too small now. The flags, All-Ireland flags these days are massive, huge, as in millions of people go upon a town and that's where the flag's held in. So I'm not sure if we'd be able to fit millions of people in Listowel, but it would be nice to see it in Kerry sometime, if that was even possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how special is it for you to celebrate this tonight and recognise those 14 years?
I suppose it's very special, you know. The flag has been everywhere. The flag has been everywhere and anywhere, and for it to be in Listowel 14 times, that's just it's immensely special. It's immensely special for the county, and especially Listowel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, lots of people here tonight playing music, telling stories, and kind of reminiscing the years that had gone by as well.
Exactly. Yeah, even my own father now, when I was coming in the car, he was delighted that this was happening, and he was reminiscing back to when he used to come to the flags as a young boy with his dad and stuff as well. And yeah, they were just great stories coming from it.
Isn't that special?
Yeah,
that you can have that
special
connection and share those stories as well.
Yeah, it's very, very special. All right.
Well, Elena, I'll let you get back to it because there's lots to be done here before everything kicks off. But thank you so much for your time.
And thank you very much for having me.
Nikki, I haven't spoken to you now since a year after you retired. So firstly, how has your retirement been?
Going very well at the moment, not doing much. We call the sessions in Castle Island, all right, the music sessions.
Of course.
And on a Friday night, and keeping in touch.
Of course, yes, yeah, yes. So tell us, Nicky, you know, you've been here over those 14 flas that have happened here in the stall. Tell us about your memorable ones.
I suppose the first one would be the most important one to think about, because it went from... The old fla was always held in the June Bank Holiday weekend.
That's right.
And it moved to the end of August, wasn't it? So that was a change for a start.
Mm.
And here in the stall, we were able to come and go home, which never happened before. We were able to come, go home and come back again the whole day. Mm-hmm.
Handy enough.
Handy enough, yes. And I think I got my first job as an adjudicator in the Northern Fla from Dearborn O'Cahan. And I remember I was adjudicating whistles and flutes and... And with a man from Dublin, Leon Rossum, son of the great Leo Rossums. And I'll always remember a Kellyman on the flute at the same time, Billy Clifford from Gineevgilla. His mother was from Gineevgilla. So that's
are
great memories.
They're strong memories as well, aren't they?
Yeah,
they just
right.
kind of stay with you, don't they?
Yes, I always remember we were judging the Kelly bands as well, and the Bridge Kelly band from up on Offaly won the first dollar up in the school hall here.
Wow.
Yes. No.
I can imagine the atmosphere.
Almighty, mighty, yeah. So that was the start, but you know, in 1970. It was back again in 71, but I think it was cancelled over certain things.
Yeah,
and the competitions were held the year after in Dublin in conjunction with the Flannu.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Very good, very good. And we also have Eamon here as well. Eamon, can you give me your full name and your
Eamon
title?
Eamon O'Horrigan, yeah, yeah.
And your title?
I'm the National Treasurer of Colfith. I used to be president, and when my term was up, I got another job. So,
so you can't keep away,
for my sins, exactly, yeah, yeah.
So tell us, you know, Nicky's here telling us about his memories as well. What are your memories?
Well, I don't remember the fourth fla. I was mentioning to you that a while ago. I was my fourth year in secondary school, and the stole here was in 1970. So I think my fourth fla was in 74. But I have great memories of the Flav. I got to Nicky mentioned Dermot O'Cahan. He got me involved working at the Flav as a call steward. And I can recall one particular competition. It was a senior fiddle. And Charlie Lennon got big with him. Charlie was adjudicating. And it was up in Hollow Railton, imagine, up the town. And it was running, once it was running late, but just kind of running over time anyway. And Dermot O'Cahan would come in, he'd look at his watch. He wanted the hall for another event that evening, you know. So he was telling me, you know, hurry on. But Charlie Lennon was having none of it. He says, no, no, they all have to take their time. I'm the adjudicator, blah, blah, blah. So I was caught between the two of them as a young guy. I was about 17 at the time. I didn't know which way to turn, you know.
Yeah, and you don't know who
but
to
anyway,
offend.
I had great memories of the Fla. My only regret now, I think, about the Fla is that it will never again be in this store. It's gone too big. Mm-hmm. Like, there was 850,000 people in Wexford last year and the year before. They're
That's
expecting a lot more in Belfast this year, you know. The Munster Fla was held here, of course, a number of years ago, and it's a nice town for the Munster Fla, but there were great flas. The square was always full of musicians, and the windowsills were full of musicians and all that, you know. There was a great atmosphere and a great committee, and I think Michael Downing was chair of about 13 of the 14 flas. And I kind of predict that no other town or city in Ireland will ever have 14 flas like Listowel, and that's one of the reasons we're here this evening, to erect a plaque to commemorate, if you like, the 14 flas on this, the 75th anniversary of Colfith.
Nicky, you kind of rolled your eyes there at the idea of 850,000 people now taking part. That's incredible, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it's gone very big.
Yeah.
It must be the biggest festival in the world.
So when you go back to the 70s, did you ever think it would actually get this big?
Not really. Not that time. We just took it as it came, you know.
I can recall being in the office, the Fla office, in here in the stall, on the Friday of the Fla. And it was about midday or 2 o'clock or so, and people were getting excited because people were coming into the town at 2 o'clock, which now they're coming to the town 9 days before, you know, and stay for the 9 days.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the difference, I suppose, Nicky. It's got
yeah.
very
oh,
big.
Oh,
yeah,
it's got,
yeah.
got a huge fish, yeah. huge fish.
A huge following now. Yeah.
Huge spread, yeah.
And why do you love it so much, Eamon?
I love it because I love the music, I love the singing and the dancing, I love the culture and the language. It's all part of why I grew up with myself in the Lixnaw branch, and then I moved to Dublin in the Clontarf branch, and so on, you know. And my children now, they all the three of them play music, and I hope my grandchildren will play music, and that's why I love it so much. It's great for young people. gets them off the streets, it gets them doing something. It doesn't matter what kind of music they're playing, traditional or classical or whatever, once they do something, whether it's football, camogie or hurling or whatever, once they're doing something. And I think Coltis, for that reason, is a wonderful organisation for young people to get them playing music and to make friends forever, make friends for life and beyond, you know. Yeah.
And you have amazing teachers like Nicky has taught so many people over the years as well. Yeah. Isn't that right, Nicky?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Listen, lads, I won't keep you too much longer. Thank you so much for your time.
You're
and
welcome.
I hope you enjoy tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Katrina Ia Fernan Rooney from Kerry County Board.
Okay. Katrina, there was a lot of preparation for tonight, wasn't there?
Massive undertaking. The preparation started really when head office contacted Karen, our Cathaoirleach, and myself. And then we were in contact with the Listowel Douaux branch. And between us, we worked over the last few months to get what's going to be a wonderful night this evening.
So tell us a bit about when you got that call at first and you said, oh my God, we're going to do this.
Gosh, we were delighted. Now, the only thing was the timing, I remember, at the time, because we have our flag hill next weekend. Mm-hmm. And however, we decided once we went with a date and once head office were happy with the date, mm-hmm. we went gung-ho really for it. We got all the prep underway and got all the invites out. We put out public invitations as well to all the local volunteers, because I suppose this event really is about the volunteers that hosted the All-Ireland FLA in Listowel for 14 years. And we're so delighted that there will be, I think, 7 of those members from that FLA executive committee here tonight with us.
Mm-hmm. That's very special though, isn't it?
It's fantastic. It's just wonderful. Looking so forward to seeing all of them now in the next hour or so.
Karen, quickly, while I have you, because I know you're very busy here organising bits and pieces with Katrina tonight, how are you feeling?
Well, I'm very excited. It's great that the event has finally arrived after all the preparation, as Katrina said. I suppose I was lucky enough to be part of some of those 14 FLANA, because I have memories of working on the public address system in the FLA office, which was in Tay Lane. That time under the direction of Diarmaid O'Cahan. So I can recall, you know, the excitement around the town and the buzz of the local people. And, like, while everybody loved the FLA in Listowel, all over the country, wherever we go, people recall the great fun and memories they have of FLA Ceoláin na hÉireann in Listowel.
And what was so great about it being in Listowel those years?
I just think the town itself was conducive to sessions and to the just great camaraderie and atmosphere. I mean, the square out here, just wherever there was a step or a windowsill, musicians gathered. And there was just session after session up along the street. So, you know, just the great space that there was for the musicians to gather and play music. But while people loved the FLA and loved coming to Listowel, Listowel also loved the FLA. And the FLA was very good to Listowel, and it just put it on the map.
Mm-hmm. Really. And that's what makes it work.
Yes. Yeah. So the FLA was important culturally and socially to Listowel and economically as well, mm-hmm. especially in times when maybe there wasn't a whole lot of other income in the locality.
Yeah. Now, I can sense, obviously, you're very excited. I can feel the room getting a bit more excited as well. So I won't keep you too much longer. But ladies, thank you so much for organising it. And thank you for inviting me here tonight
as well. Thank you, Kaya. Thanks for being here.
We're delighted.